Welcome to Time with Abba, the Personal Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is November 18, Monday. 219, day 322. Today's topic, Hong Kong will live just like that. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 124, verses 6 to 8, Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1 to chapter 38, verse 23, James chapter 1, verses 19 to chapter 2, verse 17. Proverbs 28, verse 1. Today's main passage, that's from Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 9 to 14. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, breath, from the four winds and breathe into these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. My people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you and you will live. And I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken. And I have done it, declares the Lord. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today is Hong Kong will live just like that. I arrived in Hong Kong last Wednesday to attend the 45th anniversary of my high school graduation. It is so sad that I walked into the midst of the most serious situation of Hong Kong since the unstable condition started 5 months ago. I see brick everywhere on the streets, many MTR stations, closed down. And everyone in Hong Kong are full of worries or even hopeless and the city is like a dead city. Today's Ezekiel gives us lots of hope. If the Israelites, who was like dry bones, could live, Hong Kong can also live like that. If you want to live, then the steps are: number one, to admit that you are dry bones. You need to confess your sins and repent, not being a religious people again, but to be a true Christian. Number two, receive the breath of God to fill you. Number three, allow Jesus to hold your hand and lead you out of the grave. Number four, to become a member of God's vast army. Let us grasp this opportunity to have yourself and other people to experience these four steps. Then Hong Kong will live just like that. Let's pray. Dear Abba Father, help us to grasp this opportunity to have ourselves and other people to experience those four steps, and that Hong Kong will live just like that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to grasp this opportunity to have yourself and other people to experience those four steps, and that Hong Kong will live just like that? And we gonna find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.